Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
Welcome to Staying Relevant.
No, do it in a better tone. I think more excitement.
Really?
Yeah.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Pete Wicks and myself, Zara McDermott.
Two best friends,
just
chums, allies. What else does he call it?
Brothers.
Siblings. Not brothers. I will be swearing, I will be drinking. If you don't like that, go f*** yourself. Make sure you follow us on Staying Relevant Instagram, TikTok and Snappy C.
I don't even know what it is. Snapchat.
And that's the voice of a very special guest.
We have a wonderful guest today.
I'm very excited.
One of my favourite people on the planet, my second mother, Karen Thompson, everyone.
Zara, why don't you start, as you are today's kind of co-host? You're leading this, so please, crack on.
Well, how much convincing did it take for you to be here, Karen? That is the first question.
Oh my goodness, not very much convincing.
Really?
No.
Are you enjoying Sam being away?
No.
I am.
I know. As well. I think you're the only one on this fucking trio that actually misses him. We're having a lovely time. Look how happy we are.
I'm just going to cuddle his little face on the little pillow.
How do you genuinely feel about him being in the jungle? Nervous?
Yeah, very.
Why are you nervous?
I'm getting nervous just thinking about it. I miss him. I'm just worried about him. I just want him back home, really.
He's done so many different shows, Sam. I mean,
true.
He's done every show
done rounds, hasn't he?
He could possibly do, to mm-hmm. be quite honest. I think this is the last one on the list, apart from Strictly, that he's done. But are you more nervous? Because I was thinking he did SAS, Who Dares Wins. Are you more nervous for this than that?
I'm not even aware that I was aware he was filming
what, SAS
at
yeah.
the time. No,
just
I didn't. Whereas this one, everybody keeps telling me about all the things that they do and he's away for a long time because apparently even if he gets booted out or when he gets booted out, he has to stay till the very end. So well, he's going to be away a long time.
He is. I mean, you're talking about him being booted out. How do you think he'll do? Do you think he'll win? Do you think he's got a good chance?
Who knows what people think of people?
What do you think he's going to struggle with the most?
Oh my goodness, everything, to be perfectly
everything.
Honest.
It's exactly how I feel. Everyone keeps saying to me, how do you think Sam's going to get on? I said, he's going to really struggle, I think.
Do you think, I think he's going to struggle. I think he may struggle with the boredom, although I do think he's quite good at making his own entertainment and talking to people. So I think he'll be all right with that.
I imagine he'll just go back to his youth and make up some imaginary friends and just wander around the jungle going, oh, I'm just with my friend
Tarquin.
I saw
a video of I saw Sebastian,
whilst he's talking to a fucking tree. You know what I mean? There'll be a frog in there. Oh, Sebastian. Theodore, where's Theodore?
I can't wait for the sexy montages of them in the shower. And then Sam, I packed for him and I put some really small swimming trunks in on purpose.
Oh no, I hope not. That's horrible. That's so mean.
It is mean because he's got a tiny cock and everyone's going to see
Karen,
you.
Karen, have you seen the amount of pranks he's done on me over the years?
Yes, but this is a major... Oh no, my poor boy. Seriously, that's really horrible.
They're not speedos, but they're short shorts.
Oh, listen.
He's going to be like, Zara!
Are you worried about people are going to notice that he's got a small penis? Is that what it is?
I can't honestly say that had entered my mind, Pete.
I mean, it enters my first thing because I have held it.
I think that's a little too much information.
Oh, no, it was recorded. Don't worry, it was when he had a back second crack.
And he held it to one side.
It to one side.
Yeah, okay. Right,
I can't imagine it's grown much since you used to bath him. What? No, I'm just saying.
Poor Sam, this is just awful.
What do you mean? Karen, you forget. He bullies us, all right? This opportunity to ruin him because he can't say anything back. Because when he gets back, he'll have me doing TikTok dances and winding me up. So I'm enjoying this moment. I'm enjoying it. So Sam is a child. I didn't know Sam. Obviously, me and Sam have been good friends now for six years, I think it is. Did Sam have any friends before me?
No.
No. What was Sam like growing up? Baby Sam.
You can't just sort of summarise an entire person's sort of childhood in a what was he like. He was that age.
Tell about, you said he always used to walk around with a stick in his hand.
He certainly has sort of foibles and everything. I mean, he would always have to have something. He was never very good at sitting still. He would always...
Not much has changed then.
No, nothing exactly. He was like a little puppy then, as he is now. He loves people. He always did.
Yeah.
But he would always just walk around the house picking things up, always things that were sort of wand-like or sword-like or whatever, and just walk around.
He's 31 and he hasn't changed.
I know.
Honestly wild.
I used to walk around the house and find swords, sticks, lightsabers, all over the house. Exactly.
The Gandalf stick that he's got. Do you remember that video he did with you?
Oh, that was awful. The one
we
that we
couldn't
use.
Will not throw it away. Yeah.
So Sam's now been in the public eye for what, about 10 years?
Yeah.
Did you ever expect him to be on TV? Has he always been that kind of centre of attention? Has he always liked to be centre of attention?
Yes, to a degree. It was a bit of a struggle knowing quite what he wanted to do as a career. And then when Louise was on Made in Chelsea, he was really sort of, oh, this is my dream. You're so lucky. If only I could do something like that, I would love to do that, etc., etc. So I think in that regard, that when he had the opportunity, it was like a dream come true for him.
Yeah.
He loves people and he loves sort of entertaining people. I remember somebody I met years ago when Sam was working in a bar, and he said, oh my goodness, is your son, you know, Sam who works in the bar? Oh my God, great guy. Everybody loves him. Just chats all the time. You know, that hasn't changed, obviously,
He is one of them people that you can't not like him.
He is, for all
well,
the
let's hope so. Now,
we do love him, don't we?
Doing now.
Yeah, like, listen, you can't not like him. And I take the piss out of him, but he is my brother and I do love him. But do you ever sometimes... There's always a but.
There's always a but.
Do you ever think, what a waste of money on the education that now what he does for a living is TikTok?
Yes, because...
To put it bluntly.
No, but seriously, this is actually...
You could have been anything, Sam. You could have been anything.
All credit to Sam. All credit to Sam. When it was time to choose universities, he literally sat us down and said, OK, if you want to waste your money on 3 years...
You've already wasted.
...of me at university, drinking beer, eating pizzas, and basically having a laugh for 3 years. I can tell you now, you're going to be wasting your money, and it's entirely up to you. And we're like, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
Absolutely. Take the honesty.
Good on
honest.
You.
Yeah. So
nothing like a bit of honesty.
He used the trust fund to become a TikTok bum. So
there is no trust fund.
Oh, listen, we don't believe that. We don't believe that. It's only because you don't want her to get rounds on it. I know what you're doing now, Karen. I know what you're doing. So both of your children, so Louise and Sam, have ended up in the public eye.
Yes, which and is horrifying as a mother.
I don't watch anything I've ever done, and my mum hates the fact, because she hates all the negative stuff that you get from it. She hates all the other stuff. Obviously, you've got two children that probably get the same thing. Yeah. It is actually quite tough being
it's
a mum or being, you know...
It really is horrible.
Having people within that industry where it is so fickle and it is such a nightmare. How has that been for you over the past 10 years of them both being in the public?
Really difficult. I obviously have got used to it now, but it's horrible. It's really horrible. I mean, when Louise was going through a really bad time on Made in Chelsea and was being slated and getting death threats, and I mean, it's just horrible. Really hard to see and to deal with and to know how to deal with it, because there is nothing you can do.
Nothing can prepare you for it.
Nothing can prepare you for it. It's absolutely, it's nerve-wracking watching them to start with on TV, you know, and then, yes, hearing about hate and everything else. I mean, it's just extraordinary how horrible some people are who've never met, you know, Sam and Louise and can be saying really nasty things. That's why I'm really, really nervous about this, because this has a huge sort of viewing following. I'm excited for Sam. It's like his dream. He absolutely is so excited about it. I think I'm the only one who's really nervous about it, to be honest.
Is this the most nervous you've been about him doing something?
Yes, it is, actually.
Because of the following? The show
because
has?
Because of the trials as well. Are you nervous about some of the trials?
How do you feel about him potentially eating dick? Like pig
there
dick?
There is bull penis and...
It could be all sorts of animal genitals. How do you feel about that? Are you nervous about that, or do you think he'll just chow it down?
I hope he won't get asked to do all of the trials, because I don't want to see him doing horrible things that he's going to hate.
Oh. He wants to do the trials.
You better take my phone away from me then.
Yeah, I know, same.
The thing is...
that shit's on speed dial.
The trouble is, I know that Sam will want to do his absolute best.
Yeah. Mm.
He will try so hard, and he's going to find it really, really hard. And if he feels like he's failed because he can't chow down the whatever it is that you're saying...
Penis, Karen, penis. So you can say it, it's okay. Sam's going to chow penis.
I'm not going to say it.
Well, I mean, it's
whatever
fine.
He
we'll
has
just
to
watch
do.
It instead. Do you know what, though? If I was in the camp or anything like that, if I was to want someone to go and do a challenge, it would probably be Sam, because
because but do they vote for the person?
No, they don't. The public do. Yeah. But I know if Sam does get to do a trial, he will smash it.
I agree.
Because he's really competitive and he'll pretty much do anything.
He doesn't
like to lose. Is there anything that you think will really annoy Sam from the other campmates? So knowing Sam as well as what you do, you know him better than Zara and I. You've known him 31 years. Is there anything that really gets on his wick that you think other people will do that...
I'm not really. I'm rather hoping it isn't the other way around.
Well, that was
there
the next
thing. There is a potential
thing.
For that.
Yeah, that's the next thing. What do you think he might do then that might get on people's nerves?
Well, he loves people. So I have no doubt he will get on famously with all of his campmates. I think the only thing would be if somebody takes themselves too seriously.
That's what I was going to say.
If somebody is really up their own backside and they really take themselves very seriously, that will be the only potential thing I would imagine that Sam wouldn't really know how to deal with. When you said, is there anything that somebody could do that he wouldn't like? That would be the only thing, because it's just sort of, you know, get over yourself, just be yourself, be normal, because that is what he is like. And he will, you know, he'll want to do his very best for his campmates, and he'll want to keep them entertained, no doubt, which they may find a little, I don't know, but some people don't like to be constantly entertained.
No, they don't, do they?
He is so used to us who just go along with it and we just do it. Can you imagine if he like starts playing a game or starts doing a dance or something and someone doesn't want to get involved?
Exactly.
But, why?
But I think, I actually think that that might work in his favour, because I think other people who aren't that outgoing and charismatic as Sam might use that to their benefit to be part of that, because they know people love him doing that. They know people are going to love doing that. So I think they might want to be part of that. So I think he may have some fake friends, not real ones like me. That's the thing I'm most worried about.
What?
If he gets a new bromance.
Oh.
If he finds someone better than me.
Well, who is who is likely to...
No, I'm just saying, what? He's going to leave me behind.
Oh.
But you just got to be ready.
He'll never leave you behind, Pete.
He's fine.
I can always put me up there. I'll do the podcast.
Zara, carry on. Just take over for a minute. Don't leave me.
No, he won't.
No, but I genuinely, I think Sam's best bet is for him to get a good friend in there, someone that he really bounces off that he can, because he loves that. I feel like he's going to need that support as well.
I agree. I totally agree.
He's going to need the support of having someone that he really trusts and really enjoys in there. I don't know who that'd be, but I do think it could potentially be Danielle Harold, because she's lovely.
Or
she's
Josie really Gibson.
Nice. Or Josie would be a great one.
Josie I've seen on TV, and she seems very bubbly and lovely and down to earth and not, you know, much like he is.
Sam, Louise, they've both done TV for a long time, but you have also done a bit yourself.
Well, not really.
Well, you have. I mean, we can list the shows you've done. Made in Chelsea.
That's it.
It's not it, is it, Karen? You and I have also done a show together.
Oh, well, that wasn't a show, was it?
Oh, it was a show. It was on ITV, darling.
Was it?
Did you not see it?
I thought it was YouTube or something.
No. It was on TV.
What was it?
It was on national television, Karen.
Was it actually?
Yes. Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, don't worry. It's in the highlight reel. So Sam and I did a show, a dance show.
No, this is really bad,
though.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's actually...
remember that show that you did.
So Sam and I did a dance show where we had a dance-off. But we roped in Karen because it was...
Because Sam asked me.
Sam asked, but I don't think he really explained to you what was really going to happen, did he? Do you want to explain it?
No.
No? Okay.
Well,
don't worry.
Maybe I should then, rather than you. No, you explain it.
No, go on, Karen.
No.
Firstly, sum up the experience in one word before I tell everyone what it is.
Shocking.
I prefer you'd use passionate, but shocking will do. So part of the dance-off, I dressed up as an officer, as a gentleman, and I gave Karen a lap dance. Stripped down, and at one point I think you were around my waist and I had to stand up and grind and do all that sort of stuff.
Do you remember that?
I at the time had 3 broken ribs, so it was a real struggle. It was a real
painful experience. Did you actually? Oh, yeah, because you just done...
I'd just done SAS and come back. And I flew back the day before, had 3 broken ribs, had to do a dance-off.
Poor Pete had to lift me up. And actually, I had these boots on, I remember now, because they're so heavy.
Yeah.
Poor Pete was like... trying to lift this great big lump.
You're light as a feather. I've seen more fat on a chick. It was an experience that I really enjoyed. Sam thought it would be really funny, and then when we had to keep doing it over and over again, the kind of funny part left for
him.
The novelty wore off really, really quickly.
Yes, absolutely, as it usually does.
You didn't know that was going to be on TV?
No.
You'll have to check it out. I think it's on...
I definitely will.
But what do they call the ITV? Is it ITVX? Is that
what they call it? Tell everybody in case people...
So check that out. I can't remember what it's called, but we'll put up the link. It's on ITVX.
No, we will not.
And if you want to see less Magic Mike, more like Tragic Mike, but if you want to see me giving Karen a lap dance, that's where you'll find it.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah, we had a dance-off. Yes. I had to jump off bars and all sorts of stuff. Have you not seen that either?
I've seen it. Yeah. I remember I was...
Shocked. Yeah. I feel like you've not got over it.
We've shocked at my behaviour.
I forgot about it until now.
Yeah.
Yes, and I know, so am I, conveniently enough.
Right, so we've got a really nice interactive part of this special episode that Zara came up with because she's the brains behind the operation, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just pretend.
Yeah, I came up with
this. Why don't you introduce it?
This part is the jar of... Sam Thompson's secrets. It's really not. I don't know. I just made that up.
Really put on the spot there because you didn't really know anything about this.
I know nothing
about
this.
Before we came on. But
basically,
Zara's segment. Zara's
this is
got
my
a segment.
Yes, as the co-host, I think it's important to have my own segment. Yeah. So the listeners, the lovely Staying Relevant listeners, have sent in some questions that they want us to ask a lovely Karen. So,
but Karen, this is going to be, this could be a car crash or it could go really well.
We have no idea what these questions are, by the way.
I have not seen the questions. Zara's not seen the questions. All right. So we're
I can take the Fifth Amendment or whatever it is, presumably.
Plead the Fifth, yeah.
If there's...
unfortunately, that doesn't go on this podcast.
It doesn't. Okay.
No, you don't have a choice. We answer the questions. Okay. All right. We're going to. I'm looking at you and you've got a very fierce look in your eyes. So you do.
Karen, I wonder what they are.
Karen, you do whatever the fuck you want, darling.
I will.
It'd be absolutely fine. Right. You ready? Do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you want me to hold the jar?
Yeah.
And then
give it a shake. Give it a shake. Just make it a bit fun.
Why don't you do a jingle for it? The good name that you came up with, the jar of Sam Thompson. Go on. That really cool name you come up with. Do a little jingle for it. We do it for the other bits. Do a jingle.
No, I can't do a jingle. Don't put me on the spot.
Do the jingle.
The jar of Sam Thompson. Secret questions.
Good. Thank you, everyone. Nice. Okay. We're going to give it a shake. Yeah. Dip your hand in there.
God, I'm getting nervous.
So these are questions that have been sent in for Karen.
This is a good one.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, gosh.
What would you have named Sam if you hadn't named him Sam?
Good question.
That's a really good question.
Is he Sam or Samuel?
No, just Sam.
He is just Sam.
Just Sam?
Yes. And that is everybody...
Is it because there's so many other names already, Samuel was
Sam
a bit
Robert
long?
Sam Robert Quasi Thompson.
No, because Sam is a really lovely name. Honestly, I really don't know.
It was Sam or nothing.
It was Sam or nothing, pretty much.
Really?
Nothing Robert De Courcy Thompson would have been a bit weird.
Or I think James... James was another one.
My middle name.
Is it? Oh, yes.
That's what I was going to be called.
Really?
So I wasn't Peter, I was James.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So that was another potential. Jack, another potential. Weirdly, Leo was up there as well, which is sort of, yes. So there are Max, I think. So those were the...
Maximilian.
Maximilian
Robert De Courcy Thompson. Yeah. Bit of a mouthful, that one, isn't it?
It would have been a little bit of a mouthful. So, yeah. So, and he just looked like a Sam. And nice, it's a nice, kind,
why didn't you
gentle
ask for,
name.
For Tarquin or Sebastian or Theodore?
Hugo.
Or Monty.
Theodore. Well, Theo, actually.
Theo.
Nice, in
Theodore.
Fact.
Monty.
So that that wasn't on the list,
No. Do you think Sam looks like a Sam?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, he absolutely looks like Sam.
There's no other name for him.
No, yes, you're quite right.
Well, I can think of a few names for him.
Well, yes, I know, but if we keep it clean.
He does.
So it was just out of the sort of the list of sort of James, Jack's, Jack, Max, and Sam. He looked like Sam.
He does
and
look
that
like
was
a
it.
Sam.
He didn't look like a Samuel. He just looked like Sam.
Yeah, he does.
Good old Sam.
What were you going to be called if you weren't Zara?
Melissa.
Oh really? Mel. I like Melissa.
Melissa.
Mel.
Going to be my name.
I'm going to change your name on my phone now
Mel.
To Mel. All right, Mel, what's happening?
So you just James?
I was going to be, I think I was going to be James, but I'm named after my mum's dad, who was called Peter.
Oh, no.
But no one calls me Peter. No one calls me Pete.
Sam calls you.
Sam calls me Peter, and my mum does if I've done something wrong.
Peter James. We call at home. We call you Peter James.
Do you?
Yeah. We say, have you spoke to Peter James today?
That's weird. Why would you both be in a conversation?
Peter James
about
is calling me.
Has anyone checked on Peter James today? We haven't heard from him for a few hours.
Say that all the time.
I think that's literally what they do. Just make sure I'm all right and I've not
we
fucking...
Do.
No, I can't say that.
Peter James hasn't replied to me.
Right, yeah.
Normal one.
Next one. You ready for this?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
It's sort a good of... one. That was a nice, easy one. A tame one.
It wasn't, though.
Right.
My memory's so bad.
Oh, so this is a... Oh, we've got the from as well, who they're from.
From
Did you
Amy.
Read out who that was from? The
no,
last
this one,
one
didn't have a from.
Right, this is from Amy. Amy spelt double E as well. A-I-M double E. I like that. It's a nice
inventive.
Spelling. Yeah, inventive. I like it. What's Sam's most embarrassing moment?
Oh, gosh, he's had so many. I couldn't possibly think of one, to be honest.
Because Zara always explains that obviously he shits himself a lot. Did he do that a lot as a child as
no,
well?
No, I don't know what's...
He openly tells people that. Has he always had a problem...
He's opening conversation with people, to be honest.
Yeah. Has he always had a problem controlling his sphincter?
No, he didn't, as a child, ever had that problem, to be perfectly
was
honest.
Was he a naughty kid?
Was he a naughty child? Yeah. No.
Was he not?
What?
Was he quite angelic?
No way. He was. People pleaser. That's where it comes from.
He really is a people pleaser. I'm sorry to disappoint you. He was never a naughty child. He did get into trouble at school. He was suspended a couple of times.
For what?
But it his tutors or housemasters used to say, you know, it's always, he had this, well, it was always other people who would make him do the naughty
stuff.
How
the tables have turned.
How the tables have turned, yes, possibly. So, no, he really wasn't a naughty child.
What did he get suspended for?
He was suspended because he got so drunk on vodka that somebody had smuggled in. He was really ill and sort of in the sand and everything else. So, yeah, so drinking vodka.
That's suspended for being a drunk. For being I didn't realise it's because he's a reformed drunk.
Yes, exactly.
All right, that's why he worries about me.
No, the problem was...
He'd be my sponsor next week.
Everybody else, of course, was swigging. It was perfectly okay. But because Sam obviously wasn't used to drinking, he got so ill. He became really, really ill. So they had to take him off to the sand, and then obviously he had to be sent home and everything else.
Oh, this is an interesting one. I don't know if you've watched the podcast recently, but someone's asked, what are your thoughts on the little Gucci belt?
Is that my belt?
Yeah, it's your belt. Oh, yeah, actually, let's discuss the little Gucci belt. I feel like this year on the podcast, it's mostly been about the I can't even say it anymore, the little Gucci belt. So Sam turned up one week trying out a new fashion look. He sort of looked like a German porn director. He had
I did watch the Instagram clip of you taking the Mickey out of
his... I just couldn't understand.
...Gucci belt.
Yeah.
I nearly wore a little mini Gucci belt today just to sort of, you know, see whether...
But on you, Karen, it would have looked fabulous. On Sam, he looked a fucking idiot.
Oh. But I bought him that belt.
You bought... I thought it was your belt.
No,
I'm kidding. I just wanted to see your reaction.
Oh no! Even if you'd have bought it, Karen, it still would have been awful.
That is my belt. So basically, he came up to. I was getting ready, and he goes, "Have you got a belt?" And I said, "Your mum bought you a belt last year for Christmas. You've got one." And he was like, "I'm in a rush. I don't have time to look up in the wardrobes. I don't know where it is. Can I use one of yours?"
It was all the way over on the West Wing. Where is Jeeves when you need him? Fuck's sake.
By the way, I hope he hasn't lost that belt that I bought him.
It's up in the wardrobe somewhere. But I said, well, I've got a belt, but it's a little Gucci belt. Do you want it? And he went, yeah.
I mean, he wore it with pride.
There's no way it's going to fit you because it's really, really small.
You've got a tiny waist. But one thing about Sam, which I always find absolutely fascinating, because everyone always thinks that me and Sam are of a similar sort of size. Obviously, yes, I'm a little bit more doughy, but he's got the smallest waist.
He does.
He's like a
snake hip. Sam is what we used to call him as a child.
He
calls himself that actually as well.
Why on earth is he called snake hip? Because he goes straight from back of shoulder to back of knee.
Had such skinny.
Oh.
I mean, honestly, I used to spend a fortune buying all these like bulk up powders and everything else for him to sort of bulk him up he was a teenager. No, snake hip Sam.
Oh, he's built like a pepper army.
Yeah.
It's like a nightmare, isn't it? It's like a chopstick with fucking legs and a quiff. So have you taken the belt back? Have you banned
him from
wearing
it? I haven't seen the belt since. I think you might have kept it.
No, I think the amount of abuse he got, he's probably thrown it. I don't think he'll ever be able to wear that belt again.
Gucci belt.
I'm loving these little questions. It's nice.
Karen, I'm really sorry to ask you this.
Don't apologise. Just say it with your chest.
In a different life, would you have a night of passion with Pete?
Oh, my God.
That's a great question.
Be careful how you answer, darling.
Not my question, I swear.
Don't worry. It's in a different life, Karen. You're not expected.
I can't even answer that. Can't even imagine a different life Let's say no.
All right. Let's say no, but your eyes are saying yes. Okay, so this is quite an interesting one. Would you describe Sam as a natural leader or someone that kind of goes with the flow?
Goes with the flow,
You wouldn't describe him as
really? You don't think the
would
opposite?
Would you describe him as a leader?
I think he tries to be.
Oh, he tries to be.
Well, it's not really the same thing, is it? Like, but we're talking about a natural leader.
I think he's a natural leader. I do. I really do. But I think in, I think only where he feels comfortable. I think in a circumstance like the jungle where he feels really uncomfortable, he'll just do what everyone else wants to do to make everyone else happy.
Yes, I agree. I think he likes to keep everybody happy and he likes everything to be nice. And so therefore he will go with the flow insofar as it sort of keeps everybody happy.
So you know when you like you do these kind of shows and there's always different sorts of people, everyone kind of falls into a hierarchy within a camp and it becomes like a social dynamic where everyone has a role. You always have the villain and you have the love rat and you have the cleaner and the patriarch and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. I read something the other day where Sam said he'd be the one that'd be doing the cooking and the dishes and all that sort of crap. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been to your house. You do everything for him and I presume you used to as well. I don't think I've ever seen him clean, cook or do one fucking thing. So why he thinks he's going to go into the jungle and be the cook and the cleaner.
Well, this is what was funny. So, you know Adam Thomas, who was on Strictly?
Yeah.
I was on the phone to him the other day and I said, oh, Sam's literally about to leave tomorrow. Any last minute pieces of advice? And Sam went, well, Adam, what do you reckon about me doing the cooking? And Adam went, look, you don't want to be the one responsible if no one likes the food. Like, can you imagine that everyone is starving? You get an octopus or a kangaroo that you need to cook and eat and you
I don't
mess
think there's
up.
Many octopus in the jungle.
I don't know, but
you.
They give you weird stuff. I
that
don't
special
know, maybe.
Australian jungle
okay,
octopus.
All right. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking
you
octopus.
Know what I'm saying?
Jeez. Oh, look how red you've gone with that one as well. I'm really happy with it, though. Yeah, carry on. Tell me about the jungle octopus.
Yeah, the jungle octopus. Oh, all right. Sorry. A carrot or... A carrot?
Oh, a jungle carrot.
A carrot! What is wrong with me?
God, they are going to be living. It's fine dining over there. Probably octopus and a jungle carrot. Hey, I've never heard anything like it.
Kangaroo. A mammoth.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be nice.
You
they,
know,
they could have the, like
shit.
A jungle octopus carpaccio to start and then roast fillet of jungle mammoth.
And a carrot.
And then followed by jungle carrot cake.
Imagine if you do mess it up. Imagine you overcook it and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten in 3 days and well, this is terrible.
And this is inedible.
This
yeah.
is what
so
have you done?
So he definitely shouldn't be the cook.
I think the food's going to bother him because Sam does like to eat. He's
yes,
not going to have his pepperamis and raw mushroom there and all the other crap
I
that
I think
eats.
He'll be all right with rice and beans though. I think like the thing is about Sam, he likes really good food, but he will just, he doesn't get hangry. He's not a massive like snacker. He's not a real big, like, has to eat loads all the time. So he said, I think I'll be all right with the hunger and I think I'll be okay with the rice and beans.
The thing that's going to bother him, and this is, funny enough, the other week we went to the pub and, as you can imagine, I was drinking. Sam wasn't. He wanted water and they didn't have any bottles of still water in the pub. So I said, well, don't worry, just get him a pint of tap water then, it's fine. And he came over and he went, I'm not drinking that.
Did he actually?
Yeah. I'm not drinking that. So when Roman was here the other week, I did Bear Grylls a few years ago, and it was a similar thing where Roman was saying, you have to boil your water out there. So it's not like fresh water. You don't get bottles of water. So your water is always warm because you have to boil it first to get rid of all the crap, and it's quite smoky, and it's basically like drinking piss. I think that's going to be Sam's biggest problem. Is the water he's going to hate because it's like drinking warm, muddy tea every time you do it because it doesn't cool down because you can't ice it, you can't do anything else.
Right.
And he drinks quite a lot of water,
He does drink a lot of water.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he really fucking goes for it, but he's going to be drinking that. And I think he's
going to going to be a problem. I just hope that this doesn't, I mean,
got a really sensitive
system. But he does have a very, very sensitive tummy, and I am really concerned about that. You know, when people get anxious or stressed or nervous or whatever, people get it in different places of their body. And he always used to have what I used to call his nervous tummy. So, and he just does have. Very sensitive. He has a lot of, you know, issues with his stomach. So I am concerned about that.
Let's
to be
all
honest.
Keep our fingers crossed for Sam's nervous tummy.
No, you're so bloody mean.
I know.
Seriously.
This is the only time.
No, honestly, he might have to leave.
He won't leave.
No, he'll be
fine.
Yes,
he could become severely dehydrated.
Sam will continually shit himself on TV repeatedly before he fucking leaves. There is
but
no chance.
They'll have to drag him out of there, will
they? They will have to drag him out.
From the dunny.
Yeah, like literally drag him out. There is no way he'll be leaving.
I am concerned about that. You may laugh. But I am concerned.
All right, well, listen.
I am a nice, loving, concerned person.
You have to be concerned. You're his mother.
Yes.
Fuck it. So you said to me before, similarly to me, I've never seen Jungle, I've never watched it. But obviously I'm going to have to watch this year, as are all of us. We're going to have to be watching
Absolutely.
Non-stop. We're doing a little watch along on Sunday. Are you cooking?
Yeah. I'll get you a nice meal, yeah.
Can I have a pistachio cake?
Yeah, of course.
So are Louise and I still invited, or are we
yeah,
not?
Yeah, yeah, no. More the merrier.
Me and Sam's ladies. he'll really love that one. I can't wait for the pictures to go up.
He will.
Hashtag daddy. So, so obviously we're going to all be watching it. Are you going to be voting for Sam to do any trials?
No, I'll be
not even the ones that might be quite fun. Or will you be voting
at all? Are there any that are fun?
Yeah, there must be some that quite. There's one that he really wants to do called.
Oh, Celebrity Cyclone. Yeah, but that called that one.
Cyclone or something. It's like an obstacle course or something.
It's just it's actually just a big, like a big slide, and they fire water at you, and you've got to get the stars and have them on certain points. But that one is kind of
fun. I mean, that's boring. I mean, that's just sort of like something you would do as a child.
And some of them are like fucking. Don't they jump off shit and. I don't know, high stuff and that. Like, that stuff's quite fun. I took him Go Ape and, you know...
Hold on, but do you know what you're voting them to do before you vote? Oh, you do?
So they'll say, this is the trial. You know, they're going to get... They're going to go in a big bowl of water and they've got to get the stars from the bottom.
And
avoid the jungle octopus.
All right, so...
Avoid the jungle
the big bowl of water.
There could be a jungle octopus actually in there. You never know. They put crabs in there, they put like...
I'll be honest with you, darling, I do know.
Really?
There's not such thing as a jungle octopus.
Oh, jungle, I know.
I'm not David Attenborough, but I've got a feeling there is no such thing as a jungle octopus.
All right, well, I was making it up on the spot.
It's okay, don't worry, but I'm sure there is a jungle carrot. but will you be voting at all? Have you ever voted on a show? Have you ever voted for it?
I was voting for Zara.
Yeah, that's the only time I've done it as well. You two are really fucking my phone business.
I voted when
it's
Sam
a
was
fucking
on,
nightmare.
Sam was on something else I voted for. Was it Big Brother? Did we vote for that?
Brother. He did well in Big Brother, no?
Yes, he did.
Did really? Came third?
Yeah, came third. Yeah, so we got to the final in that. Hopefully history will repeat itself.
Well, hopefully for him. I mean, I think it will be obviously lovely. I'd like him to come out home.
Well,
as he can't come home anyway, then I want him to do really well because otherwise he'll be really, really upset with himself.
Yeah, he will. You told me before the show that last time Sam went to Australia, you had to fly him back.
I didn't have to fly him back. It was my birthday.
It was your
big
birthday.
And
you're
so
not going to pretend it's
back.
Your birthday this time, so we get him out.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. No, I can't come up with any excuse to fly him home urgently this time. No.
I genuinely, as much as you take the piss, I think everyone knows that we all love him. And I genuinely, genuinely think he's got a really good chance of winning. Like, I really, really do.
Do you know,
if he's
you don't know what the viewer... It's the viewers who vote, isn't it?
But,
yeah, exactly.
I don't
know.
But I do know that everyone loves him. I don't know anyone that doesn't like Sam. And as much as people kind of take the piss, because he likes to laugh and joke around with everyone and pull pranks and all the rest of it. So we all kind of take the piss. But everywhere I go, everyone loves him.
I know they
do. All this week, I've been out at lots of different events and stuff. And all anyone has said to me is, cannot wait to watch Sam in the jungle. Cannot wait to watch Sam in the jungle. Cannot wait. He's going to win. Can't wait to see him. I don't know anyone that's got a bad word to say against him, and I think that's testament to you and how fabulous you are.
Don't make me cry. I'm going to cry.
It's true.
Really,
honestly,
really sweet. Thank you.
He's the most amazing guy, as much as I take the piss, and I really hope that he does well, and I believe he will. Last question, and it's for both of you, actually, and this isn't from the jar. How do you both feel about the fact that I'm going and you're not? I'm going to Australia.
Yes,
you heard it here first. I'm going to see him on the fucking bridge.
So I naturally assumed that Zara would be still on.
We all did.
Strictly.
Therefore... I love the fact that everyone really believed in me.
We all did think
we did. We were all there believing in you, voting for you, and you did unbelievably
well. Thank you.
Yeah, for a bad dancer, you were great.
So I thought, well, Zara obviously clearly can't be going, so maybe I might be invited because, you know, I know that other parents have been before. However, I didn't realise that you had to go for the whole time, so actually I thought it was just like you flew out for 24 hours when they were sort of booted off.
That's why I hoped.
So I was rather sort of hoping, and then on whenever it was last Saturday when we all were there before he went on Sunday morning, Sam said, oh yeah, the producers did say, oh well, should we get your mother out here for, you know, again assuming that Zara was going to be in straight on Strictly. It's like, no, Pete's coming or whatever. I'm like, Sam, really?
Pete moans, right? He now gets a 2-week free,
really,
all-inclusive holiday in the Versace Hotel in Australia.
I know.
I'm not being funny.
It's tough. All right? It's tough, but I'll take one for the team. I'll take one for the team. Don't worry. It'll be fine. Provided I'm not too drunk, I'll be there when he comes off the bridge. If not, it could be a nightmare.
Do all of the people stay together? So all of the
I'm with all the friends and family. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So hopefully you'll have some fun people to have a bit of a party with.
I don't think you want that.
I'm quite happy to sit on my own. Yeah, 100%. I
feel fake camaraderie.
Oh, I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, it's very competitive and they are enemies. I am part of Team Thompson.
That's a very good point.
So the rest of them go fuck themselves. I am excited about one person going, though.
Who's that?
Fred Sirix from First Dates, as his partner, Fruitcake, is going.
Fruitcake.
She's known as Fruitcake. No one knows her real name. But I love Fred. He's a great guy. So I'm looking forward to meeting her. But other than that, I don't know who else is going. I imagine it's going to be a lot of girlfriends, parents, wives and sisters. I don't imagine it's just going to be...
A mate.
I think I may be...
A random geezer pulled out from Essex.
That's literally what it's going to be like. And if I had to do the interviews, you know what sound? I'm like, oh, I don't really know him that well.
He paid me to come here.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm here for the fucking free trip, darling.
Yeah.
But no, it should be exciting. I'm excited for him.
I think we all are really excited. And I think, so I had the final, I was really lucky. I had the final call. There I was, sitting by the phone. He was like, I've got my final call.
I just want to let you know that you didn't.
Are you serious? Do you know what? Because I said, should we dial Pete in? And he said, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And I was like, I feel so grateful that I've got the final call.
Yeah, he called me.
He didn't even let me know he'd arrived safely, which I was a little upset about. I said, whatever you do, you know, all the nice messages, you know, love you so much, miss you already, have a good flight, safe flight. I was really concerned. I don't know why. It's not like it's the first time any of us have been on flights, but for some reason I was just really nervous about it. I said, make sure you let me know you've arrived safely.
He always gets a dicky tummy on long flights.
Yeah, it was a nervous tummy, isn't it?
Versus little nervous.
But genuinely.
So you both think that you had the
no. What
the
time
final
is yours?
Call?
What
let's
time
not
is
call
yours?
It the last call, but the
what time is yours?
Yeah, I was going to say because you
not
don't
having
actually
this.
Know.
I didn't see
don't
this going
it
this way. You didn't actually call.
You're going
me.
To have to show us proof.
No, he didn't. He didn't call me.
Oh,
no, yes.
He doesn't
I got
need
the
to
last
call me.
Call.
I'll be seeing him soon.
Very true. I'm not going to see him. You know, it's like just under 5 weeks now.
Long
see,
is?
That's
long
too
time,
long. It's a long time.
Crazy. Because I think he comes time. Home like the weekend of the 16th, 17th.
I think that's when we fly home, yeah.
You've got to do a whole 24-hour journey with Sam on the way home. Have you thought about that?
I have thought about it, which is why
and I have to tell
I
you,
booked a separate flight to go to Bali for a couple of days
did
after.
You?
Yeah.
Have you actually?
I was going to say, he does get like tummy flare-ups on long flights, so you would have had to deal with that.
Oh,
do you remember the South Africa story?
Oh, God, yeah.
I am worried about his tummy in the jungle. I really am, actually.
Right, I'm just going to put your mind at rest that they will have doctors and everyone on standby. Yeah. They'll be walking around like a sort of like a spaniel, like a pooper scooper, just in case. You know what I mean? Everyone will be there with the little fucking plastic birds turning inside just to pick up his logs across the jungle. Anyway, Karen, thank you so much for coming on. We've loved having you on. You've been my favourite guest ever. You're my favourite co-host ever.
Really? Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so 100%.
Should we send a little message to Sam for when he comes
thank
out?
Thank you for having me.
Do you send a.
Yeah, do you want to do a little message to Sam? What are your final words to Sam? If you could say anything to Sam right now, what would you say?
I love you.
Aww.
That's really cute. And I think that's a really nice way to end.
And Sam, whenever you listen to this, which hopefully you'll listen to this on the flight home, we love you. We are so proud of you. And whatever the outcome, we just want you to have the best time, smash it. And we're all waiting for you back at base, apart from Pete, who's going to be on the end of the bridge.
Two lovely messages there. and from me, mate, see you soon.
I love you, Sammy.
All right, well, excellent. That's well, all right. You're both fucking hell, guys. Should we all just sit down and cry? Fucking hell. Jeez,
I have to have a bit of an emotional moment. We do get a bit mean to him sometimes.
Oh, now you're feeling bad. This is what... she gets a little bit brave and then she feels
bad. Yeah, she does
bad.
Feel bad, yeah.
No,
does,
fucking. Yeah. I love you. right, thank you for listening to Staying Relevant.
Oh, I've got to do me end piece.
Oh.
That was really Essex. Oh, I've got to do me end piece. Fucking two butt pan.
Thank you for listening. listening to Staying Relevant with Pete Wicks and Zara McDermott. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you're the first to know of each and every episode. Make sure you rate us 5 stars because we have been the best trio you probably have ever heard on Staying Relevant.
We're the three
so
best
far.
Friends that anyone could have.
Three best friends that anyone could have. Leave an amazing review for us. Follow us on all the socials at Staying Relevant Podcast. At Zara_McDermott and at...
You can't self-promote. We're not self-promoting on the fucking podcast.
Look, I don't get paid to be here. Jesus. Let me gain something.
Fucking neither do I.
Anyway, subscribe to the YouTube channel. There are new episodes uploaded every Friday. Have a good week.
I think you've smashed it. I think
Thank
that's
you
it.
So that much. A great I do listen to this podcast a lot, so I do...
All right, don't go on. We've run out of time. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.